They're listening.
Who is?
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I mean, I guess for us, the fact that people are listening is probably a good thing.
Yeah,
but not everybody in the world hosts a wildly successful, super-duper, mega-ratings-winning radio show like this.
Hey.
For real, we've done the research.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody agrees our ratings are classified as super-duper, which is the rarest form of ratings you can get in radio.
I don't think Howard Stern ever even got those kind
He
of
just
ratings.
Got duper. He didn't get super-duper. Anyway, we want people to listen to us, but do we want them listening to everything we do? Do we want them to listen to our private lives?
No.
Probably not. Except for Jose, of course.
Yeah,
because Jose calls his Facebook page his diary, yeah. So he doesn't really care. He wants you to know all of his inner thoughts. Other than that,
check it out.
There are some things that even we don't want to share, and now here's proof that nothing we say to anyone anymore is truly private. Because everybody's been talking about the 10-year challenge this week online.
Yeah.
It's a fun challenge on Facebook where people post side-by-side photos of themselves. One from 10 years ago and one from current day, so you can show everybody how much you've changed.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds innocent, right? We did it on the show, and I've seen pretty much every single person that I know doing it online.
Yeah.
Sounds innocent, but think again.
No.
Because experts are saying that the 10-year challenge is actually more than just an innocent and fun way to go, OMG, look how I used to dress. It's so crazy. Nope. It's way more dastardly than that. Social media experts are saying that this is yet another way for Facebook to spy on us so they can sell information to their advertisers.
Oh, really?
That's right. The whole challenge was created just to get info from you.
But that doesn't really make sense because I pulled the picture from Facebook for my 10-year picture.
Me
like,
too.
Facebook already had that picture.
Well, yeah. How is posting an old picture and a new picture on Facebook something that would interest advertisers? They say that they can use these photos to show how much you've changed over a decade, and then they can sell information to insurance companies.
Oh.
So okay. Let's say you have
what?
Life insurance and it looks like you've aged a ton in the last 10 years. They can actually give that to your insurance company and then your rates will skyrocket because it looks like you're speeding down the highway of life straight to Gravetown.
Look how old this one got.
Yeah,
it's
look at this.
About to kick the bucket.
You might want to jack up their rates, Progressive.
It's like a coincidence. Like, I keep getting these calls from insurance right? companies randomly.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, Botox people are calling me and saying, hey, we could help you.
Oh, no.
They can actually take your innocent 10-year challenge pictures and predict if you're going to be around a while longer or if you're knocking on death's door.
Oh, come on.
And advertise to you appropriately.
So, like, one thing I noticed when I did it was my teeth have gotten yellower. So you're saying a dentist's office all of a sudden could start advertising on my Facebook?
Yes, for teeth whitening.
Teeth whitening.
And you know how
that's kind of genius, though.
It is. I mean, they're just finding new ways to get information from us to advertise to us.
No, what they're doing is they're finding our insecurities and totally using them to make money.
Well, if you think this goes to prove that we officially don't have any more privacy, if you think that's crazy, it's just the tip of the iceberg because Facebook and other social media sites are already watching us 24 hours a day thanks to our phones.
Yeah.
Here are some other ways that you're being tracked, in case you're curious.
Oh, great.
Remember when Facebook made you download its new Facebook Messenger app a few years ago? Like, you had to do it?
Oh, I use it all the time.
Never did it.
You did
it? I never did it.
It's
I don't
so
have
convenient.
It. Nope.
Most people did, and if you did, you may have signed up for more than what you bargained for.
Uh-oh.
Some of the things that you unknowingly agreed to when you signed up for the app, you allowed them to read and modify your contacts,
mm-hmm.
as well as your scheduled calendar events, so they can actually go into your calendar and make changes.
God,
you also allowed your device's location and its call history to be shared with them.
Dude, and that's what I hate about it, because I swear they mess with me and they completely ruined my last relationship. I would be dead asleep, and Messenger would be like, Jose's active, and my ex-girlfriend would be like, oh my God, you're out cheating.
Even they knew that relationship should have ended. They were trying to help you out.
Yeah.
That's what they were. See, that's how much they pay attention to people.
So, see, maybe it's not a bad thing that they're interfering in your life,
when,
Jose.
No,
somebody needed to interfere.
I miss her.
When you downloaded the messaging app, it also gave them permission to use your device's text messaging and or social media messaging services, use certain files or data stored on your device, and use your device's camera and microphone whenever they want.
Oh my gosh!
Hey.
It's like all access!
I mean, like, you can't get away from this stuff.
Some people are also saying that Facebook is actually a front for the CIA, too.
All right, now we're getting into real conspiracy theory.
It might sound like a stretch to you, but a lot of people really believe that Facebook was purchased by the government, and they use it to secretly spy on the American public.
No way. I think it's the Illuminati.
Okay, man. If you've ever seen Mark Zuckerberg, he does look and talk like a robot.
Yes, he does.
Maybe he was replaced by the CIA.
They got him. He had too much information, so they killed him and replaced him with a robot. robot. And now that's what we've got as the fake face of Facebook.
I'm going to let you know that your brakes are probably going to be cut on your car now that you let that information out, Jubal.
If you think about it, it does make a little bit of sense because people love to share everything about their personal lives on social media.
Yeah.
And because we're so open about our lives, they can use it. They can track where we are, who we're making friends with, what kind of events we're attending. And that's not the only way we could be getting monitored, too. Some other experts say Facebook already knows what you like, even if you never even click the like button.
We've all been in that scenario, though. Where you just talk about something
and then it comes up.
And then it pops up in your face.
I saw this guy the other day who's like a creepy photographer that I see pop up in my ads all the time. He's one of those dudes. It's not like a real photographer.
Oh, yeah,
and he's always posting pictures of like pageant girls that he takes pictures of. And he posted something not realizing that it just giving away the things that he's looking for online, but it was like sexy crotchless underwear.
Oh.
And he's like, somehow my phone advertised this to me. And I'm like, that's because you're a pervert, dude. You just shared with everybody what you're looking for. Anyway, you probably already know that when you click the like button on a website, you're basically shouting from the digital rooftops that you think that thing is pretty awesome, and so they can advertise to you. But if you're also sharing your love of Taylor Swift more than just your Facebook friends, Facebook and its advertisers are alerted to your interests whenever you click like. The same thing goes for the share and comment buttons. Whenever you're active on any sort of post, it tracks that so it knows how to advertise to you.
And the thing is, humans are way more predictable than we think we are.
Yeah.
Right. We always think like, oh my God, they heard me talking about tacos. Well, it could also be that you posted like three different things about tacos in the last week. Like,
that's true.
It's not that mysterious, man.
I always pay attention to people's phones when they pull them out to look for something on social media. I pay attention to the ads because I want to know like what kind of stuff they've been looking at when they think nobody's looking. You know,
so
it's just adult sites. You're like, hey, I know what you're doing.
Buddy.
Yeah. Mine's so boring. It's just like, here's some new rugs to buy.
Yeah, Etsy's all over you.
Yeah.
So there you go. Basically, if you visited a site just one time to look for, I don't know, thigh-high socks or Halloween costume, you're most likely going to get bombarded with thigh-high socks for months.
What happens when people like the Brooke and Jubal page?
Mm.
I wonder
the same thing.
It's like you like stupid stuff.
Thigh-high socks.
Mm. Oh, same thing?
Yeah. So there you go. This is just some stuff to think about as far as how much you're being tracked and everything else. Now that you're all scared about that, let's just get to the phone tap. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.